gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Hey, happy Wednesday, everybody. Hey,
April 1st.
And we're not celebrating April Fool's Day today. No April Fool's, right?
No, no April Fool. No pranks.
No pranks. Well, big happy birthday going out to you if you are celebrating on this April Fool's Day. Well, April 1st, you share the day with news anchor Rachel Maddow. I like to watch her. Do you watch her, too, sometimes?
Yeah, I like her, too.
She turns 47 today. Also, rapper Kid Ink turns 34. In other news, you know, everybody's, you know, stuck inside across the country with the corona. Everyone's looking at social media, and a lot of entertainers are doing live concerts. Actually, Teddy Riley, one of my favorite producers, he's going to be doing an in-home performance, chiming in with Blackstreet, so they're all going to be tuning in, and that's going to take place later on. Actually, so many people are doing things. Also, streaming. Mark, you remember we went to the Mark Twain Prize thing with Dave Chappelle?
Yeah.
At the Kennedy Center. Well, now that's streaming on Netflix, so people can watch that entire thing. So that's really good. Also, other things that are going on, I know you talked about this, about Mark, Meghan, and Harry splitting from the royal family. Well, they are officially no longer connected. What do you think about that?
Well, and also, President Trump said, no, taxpayers in America are not going to pay for your security.
Oh!
But I don't think that they asked for their security.
They don't do that anyway.
Right. So they're like, we don't need that. All right, in other news, as we talk about the coronavirus and it's getting serious, you used to watch Entertainment Tonight with Michael Yo. Michael Yo was on there. He's a former colleague. I used to work with him in Miami. Well, you know, he had coronavirus. He's still recovering right now. And he recently talked about his experience and what actually is going on.
I'm at home now, self-quarantined. Was at the hospital for 8 days. Basically, I went to the hospital. I had pneumonia and corona at the same time, which, you know, if you're watching the news, that's the deadly that's the deadly combo right there. So, man, it was scary. You know, like when I checked in, the doctor said, this is going to go good fast or this is going to go really bad fast. And, you know, they let you know right away. When you check in, you're not going to see your family. So no matter what happens, you're not seeing your family because they don't have enough equipment and you're just too contagious. So look, I made it through so far. It's all good. But just want you to know the people that are dying in the hospital, man, I don't care what you're reading. I was in there around people like that and they're dying alone. They don't have family in there, man. They can't. And you're going to hear stories where nurses are surrounded, and the nurses and the first responders, man, you guys are amazing. Risking your life for us, you know, but I'm reading all these stories. I'm seeing all these stories of people dying. And I know when I was in there, they were like, yo, if it goes bad, you're not going to see anybody. Just remember those people. You know, I made it, but we need to shift the attention to the people that need the help and that are dying alone.
I have heard those stories. You know, nurses have giving a phone to somebody so they can say their goodbyes.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's just very, very serious and very sad. It really is. God bless him and his recovery. He seems like a really good guy.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of good things now, and I'm really happy that he is recovering. And we're talking about a lot of different things. What are you doing now that you're at home? You're washing your hands, you're watching things on TV. Allison, how are you coping with everything? You got your kids and everything right there.
Yeah, it's definitely a shift. So I'm doing the, you know, Fox 5 morning news from the house, and I got the home studio downstairs for that, radio upstairs. But it definitely is a different level of stress because you're also worried about making sure that you're safe. So I try to stay in the house. Mark is going to the grocery store 4 and 5 times a day, but we all want to know.
What are you getting?
Maybe 2 times a day. Maybe every time. He's going stir crazy, but I'm doing okay.
You know, it stopped today and because of the press conference yesterday, and now we're having a family meeting after tonight. And
we're just going to stay put.
It's about to get real.
It's about to get real.
Stay put in the house.
Well, we want to hear from you. Yeah.
Absolutely. Call us. What are you doing? How are you coping? Let's just talk. 202-432-WHUR.
Join Allison Seymour and Mark Clark's family now.